Welcome to Lesson 2 in Module 3 on Systems. I'm going to give you another system to getting copy done fast, which I call 15 Steps to Done. This is a 15-step blueprint to writing and then assembling your sales copy really fast. Now, there are 15 steps, but don't let that scare you. It's quite simple and expands upon the 7-step system we talked about in Lesson number 1, which provided a bit more of a broad brush approach. This is a more specific step-by-step blueprint for a specific sales piece. I'm going to give you the steps in the exact sequence they should be used inside the sales piece itself. This could be for a website, a sales letter, or webinar, or whatever. This is going to make your writing faster, and it'll make it easier. It will also ensure you don't forget any important elements that are psychologically required to make a compelling case for your program, product, or service. Step 1 is the headline. Now, the headline's absolutely, positively the most important part of any sales letter. Your headline could make or break your piece. Your headline must be effective in getting the reader interested about learning more about your offer. So invest time. Take time and write out a number of different headlines, making sure each is benefit-oriented. Then, when you're done, you go through them, do a gut check, and choose the 1 to 3 that you think are the best. Now, remember, no one can predict winners. The market knows. We're just taking our best guess. So take your best shot and just keep going. And don't worry. Don't feel like you're wasting a bunch of time generating 25, 50, even 100 headlines. You only take one of them. Nothing will go to waste because the ones you discarded can be used for subheads, bullet points, etc., just with a bit of tweaking. You want to go to the Killer Copy Cookbook for ideas. Or, you know, you can also recycle and use a headline you used somewhere else before. I've even provided you with a ChatGPT tool for headlines that you can use as well. Step 2 is the salutation and the opening. At the beginning of the letter for the salutation, it's best if you can use their real name. Personalization is powerful. And if you can use their real name, like Dear John or Dear Sandra, that's best. If not, Dear Friend is just fine. You then want to move into a short opening paragraph. Again, I've given a bunch of those in the cookbook. Now, an opening paragraph that's short is probably one of your better choices. Recall the classic Joe Sugarman slippery slope strategy where you want to draw people into your copy and get them involved quickly. You want them basically heading down a slippery slide where they can't stop reading until they get to the end of the letter. Again, the only job of your headline is to get them to read the first sentence. The only job of your first sentence is to get them to read your second sentence, and on and on and on. So using a short sentence can get them going. It could be as simple as, "It's amazing." Short first sentence can be great, and there's a number of them to model in the Killer Copy Cookbook. Step 3, you want to state a major problem the prospect wants to solve. For example, let's say you're a corporate event planner and you're targeting human resource directors. You could do something like, "Right now, you're facing challenges doing employee morale events unlike anything you've ever seen before. That's definitely a major problem." Then you tease the solution. In just a moment, I'm going to reveal how you can use online tools to make your next event easy and unforgettably successful. But before I do that, you go to step 4, which answers, "Why should I listen to you?" This question's absolutely in the reader's mind. So here's where you say something like, "So now you're asking yourself, why should I listen to you?" You can actually use that as a subtitle. And here's where you explain why they should listen to you. Here's where you lay out your authority, go over your credentials. Maybe you worked for zillions of Fortune 500 companies doing event planning. Here's where your name drops over. Here's where you name drop celebrities, list books you've written, talk about honors and achievements and awards, all that kind of stuff. Step 5, you tease the solution. In just a moment, I'm going to reveal how you can make your event the best it's ever been and make you look so great that you'll get compliments from every single person who attends. When you tease the solution, you want to also put in a little mention in it as to the benefits it provides, which of course relate to what's in it for them, WIIFM. Step 6 is testimonials. This is a great spot to drop in some strong testimonials. Now, people sometimes hold off with these until the end, and you can certainly use some at the end, but also use them right up front. In fact, just sprinkle them throughout. By having them right at the beginning of the letter, you can get your reader excited, in a sense saying to themselves, hey, look at the results this guy got for other people. Step 7, you're going to answer that question. Then the follow-up question, another question, which gets the principle of always thinking about objections people have. And you want to weave in answers to the objections throughout your camp. And step 7 is answering any doubters who right now may be thinking, well, how do I know those testimonials are real? Hey, are these legit? I wonder this. You wonder this. Everyone wonders. So you're going to answer that objection here. All it might take is saying something simple like, how do you know these testimonials aren't made up? I have tons and tons more on file. Just ask if you're interested. Plus, it's illegal, and I'd be foolish to make up testimonials. Remember, you want to address potential objections all throughout your copy. Step 8, here's where we twist the knife. If you haven't noticed already, this is definitely a problem, agitate, solve kind of template. You want to restate that problem again, but you want to restate it in different words in a different way. And you want to twist that knife really hard to show that you understand the pain they're going through, to build a compelling bond with them. Then you're going to briefly introduce how you're going to solve that problem, which naturally leads to your offer to come to the rescue, which is step 9. And here's where you talk about your offer. You're going to name it because, of course, you've got a very interesting name. You're going to describe the features and benefits using tons and tons and tons of bullet points. Don't hold back from piling on bullet points when selling the prospect on your offer. There's no way to tell exactly what key point will hit just the right nerve to push that sale over the top. Sometimes someone will buy because of just the overwhelming evidence provided by the sheer number of powerful bullet points. Other times, it could just be one bullet point that tips the scale in your favor. So pile on benefit-oriented bullet points. Step 10 is where you'll lay out the ultimate transformation and the value it has to that person. You want to go through how your offer solves their pain. Essentially, life sucked. But then this came along, and now life is great. So you now want to describe how life is right now. Great phrasing you could use is, imagine what it would be like when. You want them to project forward into the future to the day when you've changed their life with this program. You want to make sure you hammer home the total value this transformation provides. And this isn't necessarily exclusive to monetary value. This is total value in all the ways that this transformation has changed their life, which could be spiritual, emotional, physical. It's not just dollars and cents. The products and services and programs you provide change people's lives, and in many ways. So you want to hit on all those ways. At this point, step 11 is a warning, and it's where you discard all the other options out there masquerading as a solution. This is an update to the problem, agitate, solve formula. There's now a D stuck in after agitate, making it problem, agitate, discard, solve. You're discarding all the other options. Tell them the stuff they want to look out for with other competitors. Talk about the downsides of other options, such as doing nothing. Because remember, doing nothing is always an option. They just keep living with the pain they have. Perhaps you say something like, do not hire, buy, or even consider they don't meet these criteria. For example, back when I was doing birthday party magic shows, I'd say something like, warning, don't hire any magician who doesn't do this full time. I said that because it differentiated me from the people who did this only on weekends as a hobbyist, where they only did 2 or 3 shows maybe a month or even in a year. But being a full-time magician is a whole different story. You have a whole different story to tell with your product and your service as well. So you might as well give them 3 or 5 criteria that are real things that they should know about before choosing an alternative. Now, of course, your offer is the only available option that meets those criteria. Remember, we talked about setting the buying criteria. So warning, don't hire, or don't purchase from, or don't select a solution that doesn't, all set the buying criteria at this point. Step 12 is to remove all risk. Here's where you're going to state your guarantee, and its purpose is to eliminate all risks in the mind of your prospect. Let them know there's absolutely nothing to worry about. They can hand over their credit card or hard-earned cash feeling great about the decision, because you will do whatever it takes to make sure they're happy. Talk about your guarantee and how about how you are the one assuming all the risk. Step 13, don't delay, act now. Here's where you put in urgency, and there must be some kind of urgency which you've already determined and have in mind. It could be a time deadline, such as act now before midnight tomorrow. It could tie to bonuses you're offering for a limited time period only. It could be special pricing that only lasts for a limited amount of time. There could be a quantity limit. You only have so many to sell. Note that this is not just for physical items. If you're doing consultations, well, there's only so much of you available. So there's definitely a quantity limit there as well. This could also be a limited time marketing test just to see how many people react, which can disappear at any time. That's urgency for a different reason. Make sure there's something driving them to decide and buy right now. Step 14 is to tell them exactly what to do. You want to make sure you give them crystal clear instructions that don't leave any room for confusion. To order now, go to www.website.com, fill in the form, and press send, or click the buy now button, or fill out the attached form and mail it back with a check or credit card in, or grab your phone, dial this number, 111-222-3333. Never assume they can figure this out. Make your call to action simple and easy for them to say yes. Step 15 is, by the way, don't miss out. So after you give your final call to action instructions, you sign up. But you include a PS, that high-value piece of real estate, and there you reiterate the offer one last time. Go into full takeaway selling here. Don't miss out. This is your last chance to experience that transformation you've longed for so many years. You want to act now. You may never again get the chance. Never underestimate the importance of this PS. It gets the most attention other than the headline. People will jump from the headline, scan the subheads, and hit the PS as their default way to read your letter. So make sure your PS provides real value and punch. Those are the 15 steps. That is the structure. That is the blueprint for how you present all that information that you've already gathered in your resources, in your notes, within the killer copy cookie. Follow these 15 steps. And here's something to consider that's extremely important. You can assemble these steps in pretty much any order you want. Now, I do think you should nail down the headline first, because nailing that down sets your key idea, your hook for your entire promotion. But the rest steps, you can plug them in pretty much in any order you want. Because as I said, you're not a writer. You're not writing copy. You're assembling copy. And now this is the framework within which you put together the copy you're assembling. So you write each piece and then assemble them together according to this blueprint. That's a powerful 15-step system for getting your copy done quickly.